going on, everybody? It's time for another episode of the Binge Boys podcast. This is the run through. What's going on? A burp came in last minute. Tan Man. What's your name? Tanner.
My name is Tanner, and I'm here, and I'm ready to review some. Tropic Thunder. I was waiting for you to say it.
Oh. No, that's you, boo.
But how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm good, too.
I'm just peachy.
Peachy keen? You know? Peachy pie?
Yeah, a peachy pie.
Peachy pie, Monocle's Pizza?
Yeah, Monocle's Pizza. That's what we're doing today is we're talking about Tropic Thunder.
That's the weirdest intro ever.
So, Tropic Thunder. That's what we're talking about today. Today is the run-through.
It is.
We're excited.
It's a run-through day.
It is a run-through day.
We are going to run through this movie.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Yes, we are.
So if this is your first time, welcome. If not, welcome back. The premise is that each Thursday for the run-through, a co-host and I will break down a movie and kind of break it down piece by piece and talk about the ins and outs and really what makes the movie good and what makes the movie bad.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Essentially, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ooh, that might not be a bad segment. Oh. What's the good, what's the bad, and what's the ugly about every movie?
Bad could be different from ugly. That's two different things.
Yeah.
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 There could be a character that was ugly as shit.
Yeah.
Or there could be a moment that was
ugly.
Hey,
you guys. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to take note.
Well, we got
to... I don't know where to take note of it, though. Where should I take note?
In the notes section. I'm just going to
do the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The ugly.
You know what I might try doing?
Huh.
Going forward, after these run-throughs, I might try, when I say, like, today we're talking about Tropic Thunder, and then cutting in a clip of, like, the trailer of, like, Tropic Thunder. I got to figure out how to do that.
Or, like, just a quote.
Yeah.
Like a famous one from the movie.
Yeah. Like, I got to figure out how to do that, though.
I like that. Let's do it.
That'd be fun.
I can try to help with that, but I don't know anything about this stuff.
We'll see.
You're the technical guy.
We'll figure it out. But, yeah, run through. I'm all over the place. I don't know what my brain is scatterbrained.
I kind of feel the same way. Had a lot of coffee today.
Every Tuesday, what we do is Tanner, Matt, and myself break down the hottest in TV and movies that are going down right now. But every Thursday, the run through is a fun way for us to be able to kind of just circle back to movies that maybe we didn't get to review when they first released. So that's why the run through exists, and that's why we have so much fun with it. Today we're talking about Tropic Thunder. Next Thursday we're talking about Halloween. The Thursday after that, Gone Girl. The Thursday after that, Shark Tale.
Shark Tale.
Paranormal Activity. Oh. Me and you are doing Shark Tale and Paranormal Activity.
Good. Oh, that means I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Shark Tale or Paranormal Activity?
Both. But I love Shark Tale. I can still recite it from the. What is it?
I was trying to think
of Sebastian, the whale washing dolphin. Yeah. Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth. I love Shark Tale, but we're not talking about Shark Tale today.
Uh-uh.
You know what else are talking about, though?
Tropical Thunders.
The fact that it's 2021 and everybody's on their hotness and fitness journey, and the number one, or at least one of the number one aspects of that is meal planning. Are you doing the balance the soda can thing? Oh my God, you're going to do it.
It's incredible. Oh my God,
it's working.
It is working.
How do you do it?
You got to drink half of it and then just.
And then just tilt it and it stands like that?
Oh yeah.
That's so dope.
I know. Everybody always is like, what's wrong with your drink? Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Most people have no idea where to start when they're meal prepping. They're overwhelmed by options and they don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve.
Facts.
Luckily, Prepped and Ready has that solution. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers high quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind with a variety of low calorie, healthy, delicious meals that can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off that order.
Boom.
Tropic Thunder, Tanner. That's what we're talking about today. Tropic Thunder was released August 13th, 2008, directed by Ben Stiller, starring Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., Jack Black.
You wouldn't know it was
Tom Cruise.
Sorry.
What's his name?
I forgot.
Damn it. No, what's the other guy's name? Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
And many, many more. The movie is about Tug Speedman, played by Ben Stiller, who is a pampered action star, and he sets out to Southeast Asia to take part in the biggest, most expensive war movie ever produced. But soon after it starts filming, he and his co-stars, Oscar winner Kirk Lazarus, played by Robert Downey Jr., and comic Jeff Portnoy, played by Jack Black, and the rest of the crew must become real soldiers when fighting breaks out in that part of the jungle. The budget for this movie was $92 million. Opening weekend, it made $25.8 million, and its all-time record running, it made $195.7 million.
Damn.
Rotten Tomatoes critics gave this movie an 82%. They liked it. The audience. That's surprising, honestly. What do you think the audience gave it, Tanner?
Little, I bet less.
70%.
I figured.
Tanner, what does this movie mean to you?
Well, I remember watching it as a kid, not being able to with my mom, and then she turned it on and was like, oh crap, but we were too far into it, so mm-hmm. then we had to keep going, and I thought it was freaking hilarious. So it's like, it's still a movie that I'll go and throw on if I see it get on a streaming service for free all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
Really?
It's hilarious.
You feel that strongly about it?
I feel like I say that about every freaking movie.
I don't think you do.
But no, it is one of
my... Is this truly one of your favorites?
It's so funny to me.
This was my first time watching it.
That surprises me as a movie lover you are.
Yeah, it surprises me too. Every time I tell somebody I hadn't seen Tropic Thunder, they're like, what?
Yeah, because it's a... I don't know if it's going to be a classic. I don't know if it's going to age very well.
We'll really talk about that.
So far, but yeah, we'll
we'll
get
talk
there.
About that. But, I mean, so what would you give it?
Oh,
is it a 5 out of 5?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's a 5 out of 5.
It's a 4 out of 5.
Honestly, I'd give it a 3 out of 5, or maybe less.
As in, out of enjoyment, like from my childhood, in entertainment-wise, it's 5 out of 5, but from a movie standpoint, I'll give it a 4.
Okay, I'll give it a 3.
I got to quit being too biased.
I think it's average.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's just like a dodgeball.
I mean, you know? Yeah, but I think... I'll be honest, I didn't laugh very much at this movie.
Really?
I didn't think it was that funny.
I laughed the whole time.
Really?
Well...
I don't know.
like Jack Black's heroin addiction.
Yeah, like that was funny.
Tie me to a tree.
Yeah.
Like, don't let me get down.
I don't remember any lines from the movie. Very immemorable for me. The only scenes I remember were the Tom Cruise scenes.
Tom Cruise. Oh my God. This is such
and Matthew McConaughey was in the movie too.
Oh yeah, he was a douchebag.
What
producer.
A crazy cast this movie had.
Oh yeah, it's such a good movie. Damn it, I'm gonna watch it again.
But I don't know. I just didn't latch onto it. Like maybe for the last like 15 years that this movie's been out, everyone's been like, you gotta watch Tropic Thunder.
Maybe
you gotta watch
why.
It. Maybe it got overhyped and I was just like, really? This is it?
Yeah, I get that. See, if you don't see it right at the beginning, then
I missed out.
I'm part of the problem too.
I missed out on the jokes.
So funny, you know. This is amazing.
I'm part of the problem.
Yeah,
because like that's true. Because things get overhyped. Like people are hyping Game of Thrones for me, and I know when I'm going to watch. I'm gonna be like, this is. I don't want to watch this anymore.
I don't think you'll like Game of Thrones.
Although, I know I won't, but I'm being forced to watch it.
You have such a wide palate.
No,
like
I don't.
When you told me, yeah, you do.
You think so?
Yeah. When you told me that you were into Sopranos, I was like, really?
Dude, I've been a mob fan from day one.
Really?
Yeah, I love mob movies.
Name five mob movies.
Goodfellas, Casino, Irishman. That's it.
That's okay. That's about all I can name.
Peaky Blinders is kind of a mob thing.
Yeah.
I just like gangs and shit.
You like gang stuff?
Like
that's why you like Mafia?
Drug wars, stuff like that. Yeah.
You know Mafia is made by Rockstar as well.
I do. And 2K.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so...
Is it open world?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's as open as an old 2007
remake. I think
remake,
yeah, it's 2007,
be, you know?
2008 or something. Yeah. Maybe 2010. I don't
something
know.
Something like that. But I looked at the original and the graphics are absolute dog shit.
Really?
So, yes. Oh my God.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. It didn't latch on to me as much as I hoped it would. Because when I rented it, or where did I watch it? I watched it somewhere, and I was so excited. I was like, oh, let's go. I'm finally watching this movie.
And you were let down. That's
and
the
I was
problem.
Let down.
I think you needed to watch it with like me or something so I could laugh.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, ugh.
The only parts I really thought were super funny was just...
Jack Black chained to the tree. Let me down, please.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't find any of that funny.
I loved it.
I hated Ben Stiller's character.
That's the point.
I think he's such a douche.
He's fucking hilarious.
Maybe you're supposed to hate the whole cast. Because I didn't like Jack Black that much either. He had funny moments. Like, I did think that the heroin thing.
Out of jelly beans.
I thought that was all funny. And Robert Downey Jr. doing his thing, like, I thought it was just fine.
His thing is,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah. We all know where we're
going. People know where we're going with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. It just didn't latch onto me. It's got a 3 out of 5. If the Tom Cruise scenes weren't in there, I'd give it a 2.
I need you to watch it again.
I didn't find it that funny.
Oh.
That whole scene during the credits where he's just dancing to Usher. Like, that shit was so funny. If the whole movie was like that, I would have just, ugh.
I know, dude. Tom, and that was something when I first saw it. I was like, Mom, is that Tom Cruise?
It doesn't look like him
is
at first.
Mission
he's
Impossible?
Because like, he's like, got big hairy arms. He's kind of fat. He's bald. Oh, it doesn't look like Tom Cruise.
No, they did a great job. And Matthew McConaughey was funny as hell, too.
And they didn't advertise Tom Cruise or Bill Hader or Matthew McConaughey being in the movie.
I think they weren't as... Well, Matthew McConaughey was big, but I don't know about Bill Hader being huge back
No,
then.
He wasn't. That was definitely like an entry-level role for him. He was probably just doing Saturday Night Live at the time.
Probably. And just making his rounds. Oh, yeah. And then that's probably why everybody was like, oh, shit, this is going to be good. All the SNL fans were probably like...
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't latch onto it. What aged the best about this movie to you? Mm-hmm. What after watching it for years... Tom Cruise?
It's still funny to me.
Yeah.
It still blows me away that he took a role like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think about him being in a... Oh, he was in a comedy movie, Night and Day. Have you seen that movie?
No, he's been in some funny movies here and there.
Risky Business.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess you...
Tom Cruise has had some heaters.
God, he's beast.
You know what would be really fun?
I'm in love with Tom Cruise.
If we ran through an actor or actress and kind of broke down their career.
Oh!
That'd be really cool.
That could be a whole nother cast.
A whole nother pod?
Yeah. The run through people edition.
I'll run through you.
I gotta go.
I don't know. Yeah, that's I'm gonna write that one down too.
I'm down to do that. That'd be so fun.
You guys can't hear, but there's like a knocking. But it's definitely from the coming from the AC. Someone's consistently knocking. No, they can't hear it.
So they just hear me doing
the
that.
Run through.
And that was the, you hear that? Dr. Pepper, that was the sound of me polishing another one of your damn cans. Please sponsor us. Am I right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be forced. I would literally open up, we could open up the podcast just going, Dr. Pet, you know?
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be awesome.
If Dr. Pepper sponsored us, we could quit our jobs.
Really?
They'd be paying us so much.
That's true. Maybe not. Maybe they realize how much I actually love it and they really won't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they already realize they don't have to because I won't stop talking about it as we speak.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to shut up now, Dr. Pepper.
Running through video game series would be cool too.
That would be awesome.
Like the Arkham games. maybe we'll do that.
Dude, all these ideas are being hatched live right now.
I know, right?
Yeah, shit. I love this.
I really like the idea of running through somebody's career.
So do I.
Maybe taking a celebrity who's passed away or something.
Norm
McDonald, yeah, running through his career, kind of doing the play-by-play of his career. Oh, dude, that's so tight.
Yep.
I'm totally going to start planning
this. Comes out on Wednesday nights.
Oh.
I don't know. That's up to you.
I don't know.
That sounds like freaking fun. I feel like I wouldn't be able to stop talking. Especially if it was like, we could run through, you know, like James Gandolfini, because he passed away too.
Who the hell is that?
Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we could run through Sam. Oh, man, this is perfect.
Man, this is good.
This is good,
dude.
Let's
table this.
Yep, let's table it.
We might do a whole... Ooh,
we're going to put it...
We could do a whole new pod about it.
That's what I'm saying.
We could break the run through away from the Binge Boys.
Yeah.
And just run through shit. We could run through everything.
We could run through...
You want to be the host of 2 podcasts, Tanner?
Yes.
We just high-fived.
This is fun.
Damn, this is fun. We just planned this live.
Oh, okay. This is okay.
We got to think about
shout
it.
Shout-outs.
Got to think about it.
What was I going to shout out? I said shout-outs.
I don't know.
Anyways, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. What do you think aged the worst about this movie? Is it the many racist jokes in this movie?
I don't know. Maybe it's the blackface.
Yeah. Let's let me do a quick Google search here about Robert Downey Jr. canceled Tropic Thunder.
He did cancel it?
I don't know. I'm going to see if he's tried to been canceled yet.
He took the role, so he's going to get canceled too.
Oh, okay. He did a he was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I do. I've seen that.
And he said, this is a quote from him. And Joe Rogan said, what was it like to get the role? And he said, my mother was horrified. She said, I'm telling you, I have a bad feeling about this career move. And he said, yeah. Me too, Mom. And then he called Ben after that conversation with his mom and said, hey, I'm doing it.
Nice. Parents stopped trying
to
get
involved. He said, yeah, I'll do that, and I'll do that. And this movie came out right after Iron Man.
It did? So he could have gotten canceled, and it could have been the end of freaking Tony Stank.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Fun fact, Tom Cruise was the second choice to play Iron Man.
Oh.
Yeah, wouldn't have been as good.
No, I don't know. Because I love Tommy. I'm in love with you, Tom Cruise. I'm straight, but I'm still in love with you.
He said 90% of my black friends were like, dude, that was great. I can't disagree with the other 10%, but I know where my heart lies. I think that it's never an excuse to do something that's out of place and out of its time, but to me, it blasted the cap on the issue. I think having a moral psychology is job number one. Sometimes you got to go, yeah, I fucked up. In my defense, Tropic Thunder is about how wrong blackface is, so I take exception. It says Downey Jr. has zero regrets doing the movie.
It's 2021 and it's not canceled yet, so I don't think it ever will be then.
Yeah.
Can it get worse?
I don't think so. In May, it says the internet is trying to cancel Robert Downey Jr. for his Tropic Thunder role.
Fuck the internet. Excuse me.
Let's see here.
Downey Jr. is the biggest freaking advocate for... He's a great advocate for things. He stands up for tons of shit all over the place. So I don't want to hear it.
I don't either. He didn't want to cancel it.
No. Well, of course he's not going to.
I think it's probably crazy the fact that he got away with it and nobody said anything.
And he was good at it. That was good.
He did a good job. The writing for that character was amazing.
It was funny as hell.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. What do you mean, you people?
I can't believe he sounded... I couldn't... My mom was like, that's Iron Man, right, Tanner? I'm like, what? The fuck are you talking about?
When did you crush this can? Just now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a can crusher.
Hey. That's what they called me in high school, the can crusher.
Me too.
Well, do you think this movie will be remade in 20 years?
It doesn't have a reason to be.
No.
It's great where it is.
This was a one-off.
Yep.
Does the villain in this movie have a point? Who is the villain in this movie?
I guess you could say McConaughey douche.
You think Tom Cruise / McConaughey are the villains, the producers, studio executives?
I don't know.
Or do you think the Viet Cong were the... villains? Was it Vietnam they were in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it was too.
I don't know. I think it's McConaughey, because didn't McConaughey have everything to do with it?
Maybe.
To make the movie?
Didn't he get blown up in the end? I forget. Honestly, I forget.
I just saw this like two weeks ago.
So did I. Honestly, a forgetful movie, I think, personally. I just didn't love it.
Why am I realizing this kind of right now? There's a lot I don't remember. Maybe it's because I put it on when I was like late night after, having some brewskis and then just giggle at it,
Now I'm about to throw on, we're going to look at some Tropic Thunder trivia, which I hope there's a lot of good stuff. Okay, here we go. Tropic Thunder trivia. Okay. Ben Stiller says that nearly all aspects of the Les Grossman character were developed by Tom Cruise, including the dancing and the look of the character.
That's Grossman. That was his name.
Stiller said that in addition to the more obvious makeup effects applied to his face and head, the extra chest hair and arms, Cruise also really wanted to play the character wearing oversized prosthetic hands.
Oh, I love Tom Cruise.
Okay, like his character Kirk Lazarus, Robert Downey Jr. is a method actor, and he stayed as in character even when the cameras weren't rolling, so that he could stay in the role.
Sounds like just like Christian Bale. You know, I found something out about method acting today. Another piece of trivia, kind of.
What's that?
Is that they don't, like, they were making fun of it. The method actor, Christian Bale, was like, I don't, like, if someone asks me a personal question, I don't just, like, say, I don't know who that is. I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
He just stays in the accent. Like, he continues to, like, can you imagine he walked around and acted like Bruce Wayne the entire time?
I can't.
No. But he didn't, like, actually be like, I don't know who that is. My parents are dead. You know? He didn't do that.
Interesting.
That's what they do. They just keep in voice, kind of, I guess. It's not that, it's not as crazy as I thought. Yeah.
It says here that Owen Wilson was originally supposed to play the role that Matthew McConaughey played. However, in 2008, Owen Wilson attempted to commit suicide.
What?
And Ben Stiller gave the role to Matthew McConaughey so that Owen could relax.
I didn't know he tried to.
I didn't know that either until just now. Robert Downey Jr. improvised 75% of his lines.
That's awesome.
The water buffalo that Jack Black rides turned out to be pregnant. The cast and crew found out it was pregnant when they came to set one morning and found her nursing a newborn calf.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
Ben Stiller originally wanted to play the Matthew McConaughey role with Keanu Reeves playing Tug Speedman.
Oh my God. That wouldn't have been the same. Ben Stiller's great at being obnoxious. I don't know if Keanu would be good at that. He's too serious. Which might have been why he'd be good at it, damn it.
Interesting. Jeff Portnoy was written with Jack Black in mind to play the character, but was partially based on Chris Farley.
Really?
Yes. Let's us see if there's anything about blackface. Let's see here. It says, according to Jack Black, he first declined the movie due to the fact that he would have to color his hair blonde. But he eventually caved in, but he wasn't happy about having to dye his hair. Just silly. Several actors made cameo appearances, such as John Voight, Lance Bass, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Tobey Maguire, and Jason Bateman.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, I remember he was in the movie with Kirk Lazarus, like, and Tobey was in the trailer with him.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I remember being like, Tobey!
The Flo Rida hit Low that was played on the cell phone by Les Grossman during the credits soon became a major hit after the movie was released.
Les Grossman.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything good on...
Anything else, eh?
Anything else on Robert Downey Jr.'s character. Huh. That seems about it for the trivia for... the run through. Gotcha. That's it for trivia.
But
is there a scene or quote that sticks out to you in particular that is the best? I think any scene with Tom Cruise is in it is the best.
Those
scene
are the ones
movie.
I'm remembering the best. Right now, but I don't know if those are the best. I know there's a few that I die laughing at.
I'm remembering the scene when they initially land in the forest and the director, the British guy, was like, he stepped on the mine and blew up and they thought it was fake and Ben Stiller held up his head. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like, look at these props. And he's like,
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's like, it's food coloring. That's supposed to taste like blood.
God,
that was disgusting.
I forgot about
he's
that.
Like,
that's
he's like, in the like guts of the head. Ugh, that was gross.
And the fact that he had no idea the whole time. What an idiot.
No, The whole movie, he thought it was the movie.
Why would he think that they'd go dark on him and then just let him run around like a bunch of buffoons?
I don't know.
Method acting.
Method acting.
I guess. So
that means Tug Speedman is a method actor. You know who else is a method actor?
Your mom.
Jim Carrey's a method actor.
Really?
So is Christian Bale.
So Jim Carrey acted like the Grinch the whole damn time? Ugh. Spend a little quality time with the Grinch. With the Grinch.
Maybe I do need some social interaction.
Such a creepy smile. Oh.
Oh.
Do that good.
I love The Grinch.
Me too.
That's great.
It's a classic.
It's not like Tropic Thunder.
No.
I wouldn't, if this was back in the day, I would have been upset that I paid $13 to go
really?
See that movie.
No, I think at the time you would have liked it.
Maybe I would have.
As being younger. Like when I was younger, I thought it was funnier.
I remember when it came out, I really wanted to see it. But I wasn't allowed to because it was really fucked up.
As you shouldn't, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like 10 when it came out.
I don't know
why
I was allowed to watch this movie. 2008,
how old was I? I was in like 7th grade.
The Dark Knight came out that year.
Yeah.
Bro, and it still looks better than half the movies out there. What did I do?
You're not doing anything wrong.
Oh.
What do you mean? Tropic Thunder does?
No, Batman.
I don't know.
It still looks like it looks like it came out in 2017.
Oh yeah,
it still looks amazing.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan's camera quality.
All the.
That's a great movie.
Have you ran through that yet?
No.
Saving the best for last, huh?
I'm saving it for when we're gonna do it around the time that the Batman comes out.
Perfect.
In March.
Oh, the Batman new trailer dropping soon, fellers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shit.
I am too.
We need to be
mainly because I just had pizza and I. Feel like I could shit soon.
You see what's happening here?
Yeah, I do. Your mic stand is old.
It's going
I need
limp.
To tighten it.
It's going limp.
It is going
need
limp.
Need some Viagra.
Do you have any more to say about Tropic Thunder?
Other than it's pretty tropical.
Oh.
And there is a scene of thunder.
I just wish it was better. Maybe I do need to rewatch it.
I need to watch it again, too.
With some friends or something.
Yeah, when everybody was sitting around, like we watched it with everybody in my apartment. A couple of people were over, too.
You guys had a blast watching it.
I was just dying, yeah. It was freaking hilarious. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Maybe I need to give it another chance.
Yes. Give it another chance.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of The Run Through where Tanner and I talk about Tropic Thunder.
Tropical Thunder.
I think you can stream it on Paramount Plus is where I watched it.
Or I think Prime Video, too.
Ooh, maybe Prime's got it, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's probably gone.
Check it out if you haven't seen it. And
poopy.
Make sure you've rated and reviewed and subscribed and all that stuff. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye, Tanner.
See you later.